Paul Golder for Phoenix FM. Delighted to be joined by Romford Football Club's new investor, Glenn Templin. Hello, Glenn.
Hello, how are you, Paul?
Very well, thanks. Very well. Good to talk to you again. Well, it is 3 years to the day since we sat here and you announced you bought Billericay Town. And here we are 3 years later and we're talking about another club altogether. So what went wrong and what went right?
So what went right and what went wrong with Billericay? Well, I mean, nearly everything went right with Billericay. It was just unfortunately, the ending came in the end because of maybe 7 or 8 fans out of 1,500 fans abusing my son. But if it was one fan abusing my son, I know you get hate, but when it's my son, I can take the stick. But when I see my son sitting on the sofa crying, every day I watch him in the gym trying to get his strength up because he's a boy and he knows he's got to play with men. And I watch him sitting on the bench and I watch him itching to get on the pitch and he doesn't get on the pitch. And then I let go of Harry Wheeler because he wasn't, in my opinion, getting enough wins with the budget we had. He was getting a lot of draws. And I promised the club that we was going to get promoted that year. I made a decision, which was hard because I do love and respect Harry, although people think I probably don't. I do really love and respect Harry. I had to get rid of Harry. Jamie told me that he had access to players and stuff that could change the way we played. Gave Jamie the job. And then my son got the blame because he wasn't playing. That was the reason I let Harry go. And then before I know it, they're attacking my son directly on my son's Instagram and my son's Twitter, which absolutely is unacceptable. So when I watch my boy cry and I'm putting millions of pounds into something and it's making him cry and upset, and I'm getting abused by my own second family, it was the minority. As I say, it was 7 or 8 people out of 1,500, but that was 7 or 8 too many. So give me stick for getting rid of the manager. You done it before the first time, and I understand. Do it the second time. I took it the first time, I took it the second time. Only time I ever walked away was because it was too much with the police stopping me and people saying that I was doing cocaine in the toilets, and obviously the police stopped me and checked me, and that was proved that wasn't the case. I walked away then because my young children in the back of the car witnessed their dad getting drug tested, which wasn't very nice. When my son's done absolutely nothing wrong and he gets abused on social media and he doesn't feel safe walking over the club, there's no way I can be there anymore. So what went wrong was a handful of fans being very unfair and abusing a 16-year-old child on social media, to the event of where he was almost having people off telling him what they were going to do to him when they see him over the ground. What went right was I put £2 million into the stadium. We built a community together. The fans were amazing. It hurts me now talking about it because I love that club. I absolutely love that club. But what I have done, what's gone right, is I've built them a stadium. I've given them foundations. When I left, the four investors that went to go in basically wouldn't be able to stabilise the club with the likes of big players. There was 3 or 4 big players, I won't name names, but they had to be bought out of their contracts. So even after I hated these 7 or 8 fans for abusing my son and it was hard and I had to walk away from a £2.5-3 million investment, I still paid £150,000 out of my own money to get these players out of their contracts, release them, so the four businessmen had enough money to pay the wages. So I've stabilised the club. So a club that had 80 fans 3 years ago to the day when we met, Paul, has now got an amazing ground, an amazing following, 4 new owners, local guys, with a team, and obviously losing Sammy Deering and losing Moses, and they're losing some very big names. I just hope it don't drop down the leagues, and I just hope these 4 businessmen put in the budget for the team that they said they was going to, and I just hope that I don't watch the club slide to relegation because we've done a lot of work to get up there. So what's gone right is they've been left with a very stable financial club, which I always said I would leave them. What's gone wrong is I've put a lot of money into somewhere I wanted to be for life. And I've had to walk away.
So it was a sad end in one way, but you bear them no ill will and you hope that Billericay manages to build on what you achieve for them.
Obviously, it's all about Romford now, but I will be following Billericay's results. It'll be the second result. Well, it'll be the first result I search up, because I'll know the Romford result, I'll be in the dugout. Mm. But it'll be the first result I search up, of course. And I wish Billericay promotion. I want them to go into the National League. I don't think it's going to happen because they haven't got the desire to go up the leagues like I have. I'm a footballing man. I think they just want to keep the community and the company, not the company, sorry, they want to keep the community and the football club going. So I wish them all the best, and I hope they actually get promoted and do very well.
So you're back in football very quickly. Why did you choose Romford?
I had to go back into football because I went into football to take a non-league club into the Football League. That was always my ambition. I said it from the very start. So I had to find a club. So at first I was looking at clubs that were already in the Football League. I was looking at Macclesfield. Then I'd look at the likes of Welling that have got great potential. Then I was looking at, obviously, unfortunately, the owner at East Thurrock's very sick at the moment. I was looking at East Thurrock. There was different clubs to look at. And in the end, Romford was the biggest challenge. And I love a challenge. It's got no ground. They're a huge club, a huge potential. I played for them many years ago behind the Sungate Nurseries when Alan Marsden was the manager. So I played for them for 7 or 8 years. So I was there before. I live in Romford. And the reason Romford is because I went for last time I wanted to wake up a sleeping giant, and I said it with my words, and I used the same words again. I've got another opportunity to wake up a sleeping giant. The difference is this time is I've learned from my mistakes the first time, so I don't need to throw money at it and everything else. I can get the right players for the right price, and the great news is because I'm already proven in what I do, and I put my money where my mouth is. We're getting clubs loaning us players from Division 2 and Division 1 and the National League because they know that I'll look after their players and they'll get a chance to rise through the leagues. So I'm getting so much help from other clubs that are backing me and giving me a chance. It's very humbling.
Romford is a very different project from Billericay. For a start, as you pointed out, as we all know, they have no ground of their own. But you've already publicly said that you're going to change that.
Yeah, look, let's get this right. I'm not saying I'm going to change that. What I'm saying is... Romford's been owned and supported by Colin and Steve for a very, very long time. They've managed to get planning permission for a £2.53 million stadium on the London Road, on the roadside. And basically, I'm going to ensure that we get the funding. I'm going to ensure that I put the money in that we're short on. And I'm going to ensure that within 18 months, Romford have their own stadium. But we're going to do it the right way from funding and grants and stuff like that. It's not going to be me throwing money at it like I did at Billericay. And I think if you remember at Billericay, I built a whole new stadium in 10 weeks. Yeah. And it cost me 3 times more than it should have done. Made 3 times more mistakes than we should have done. So this is just going to be slowly but surely over 18 months while we're ground sharing with Brentwood. We are going to have a stadium, an amazing brand new stadium, thanks to Romford Council. For granting us the permission. All the drawings are done, it's ready to go. I believe by the time we move into our stadium, I believe we'll be one league above, hopefully two. I'm hoping to get in the playoffs this season and then hopefully get through the next league the next season. But we would definitely have gone up a league and we'd only be one league away from where Billericay are now.
I'm sure a lot of fans will want to know, and you did sort of touch on it there, but you've been talking to Havering Council about the new development and moving it forward now because it's been sitting on their back burner for a long time, isn't it?
Yes, it's great. I haven't been talking to them, no. Colin and Steve have. It's exciting. It's now going to actually happen.
Steve and Colin are the chairman and secretary. What's the situation with them? Are they going to stay?
Well, this is the way that I am. The club's been going. The biggest part of the football club are the fans. That's the biggest part of the football club, and I've always said that with Billericay, and I'll say the same with Romford. And although they've only got 30 or 40 or 50 fans that turn up at the moment, that's because we've had no budget. It's not been very nice to watch. We're bottom of the league. They've got no home. I'm going to try and push it to get the fans and stuff like that. Colin and Steve's work over the last, I don't know, but 20 plus years, you cannot close your eyes to that. So what's happening with Colin and Steve is they're staying on board in the same roles they're in. The legal stuff we still yet to have to sort out, but I've said to Colin and Steve, if I had 100% shares, they'd have 10 each. I'd take 80%, I'd give it to them, because what I can't do is take something off someone that's been doing it for 20 years. It's not how I do it, whether I bought it or got given it. But it's not about owning shares, running the club, because I'm not doing it this way. I'm actually investing in the club. I'm not buying shares in the club like I did with Billericay. I'm just going into Romford Football Club and I'm going to make it a community club.
You've announced this week that you're the new manager as well. And a lot of people don't realise, because I think a lot of people say, oh, well, he's just walked into the club and he's made himself manager and he's made himself everything again. But you do have a lot of credentials because you've got a long history as a player and as a captain in non-league football.
Yeah, you're right. I was a player. I captained Barking side to the league title and we won the Essex Senior Cup. I think what you have to understand is I've made my money through selling steel. So I'm a salesman. So I get people to believe in me and my product. So me as a manager, they believe in me. Me as a product, the football club, they come. You've just witnessed me there signing a player from the team in the top three in the National League South. They're approaching me. And the reason it is, as a manager, I'm getting clubs like Bromley ring me and saying, if you're going to look after these players and you're going to be in the change room, we'll loan them to you. So it was very difficult to get rid of the likes of Magic and stuff after being there 15 years. But I managed to get players on a budget because I'm going to look after them and they know it's going to be good for their youngsters. So yes, I understand the game. I've played the game. I'm very good at motivating people. And if I couldn't do it, I wouldn't do it. It's not about me. But once we get to the National League, I will step down because I have to know where my limits are. And my limits are the two leagues. I've won the league above, done the treble with Harry, me and Harry. So I can do that. It's not a problem. What people don't know is me and Harry picked the team together. It wasn't Harry. It was me and Harry. So we just didn't announce it, but it was, although Harry was manager, it was me and him were joint managers. So, and the reason I've done it now and got it out in the open is the only two times I've been disappointed with Billy Ricky was the two times that I released Harry, the manager. And then they was frustrated that they didn't know what was going on. So I just thought, you know what? I want to be manager. Let's just get it straight from the start. I'm not good technically. I've got the right technical coaching staff in, which will really help. The players I've got, this time I've got players because of what I've done and because of what I've done in the football league, in the football non-league, and because of how proven I am. And I'm not buying it no more. People are saying you're buying the club. I'm keeping the club sustainable. We're on a very low budget, a very, very low budget. And I'm getting a side which I believe could win the league above. So that's from contacts for me and players that want to play for me. So I have to be the manager.
I think a lot of people were going to ask the question about how you managed to sign so many new players so quickly, because how many days and how many players did you get in those days?
Well, the crazy thing is, Paul, we've done 15 yesterday and we've done 6 today. So there's 21 new players. We're probably only going to be keeping two, maximum three of the Romford players on. But let's be honest, they're on 5 points, rock bottom in the league. They got fresh 5-1 last week. I think when I looked at the players, just like they looked like they'd given up. So how have I managed it? People have been approaching me. I've obviously gone out and got 6 or 7 or 8 players for the right money, and on some are for the right money to sign contracts, some are on loan. But I must have, I mean, I've had Division 1 and Division 2 managers and head coaches ring me offering me players because they know where Romford's going to go. So how have I managed it? I've managed it with me. I've managed it with Dunks, Derek, who's my number one, my assistant. I've managed it with Colin and Steve, working closely at the club. So it's not all my doing. I'm not taking the accolades. There's 4 of us. Christoph, who has come from Billy Ricky, the young coach there, he's been working his absolute off, and he's been amazing. He's gone and got some players. So it's a mixture of 5 of us all mucking in and getting 2 or 3 players each. That's what it's been.
What is your target for the current season? You did say earlier that you think the playoffs are achievable, but would a respectable league position be more likely?
No, playoffs.
You feel like you've got enough time, because I think, is it 27 games left?
Played 11, 27 left. We would only be able to afford to lose one game and maybe draw 2. Out of them 27 games, you'd have to win 22, 23. But I have to go in there believing that's achievable. I'm not going to talk about putting money on things in that, because... I've done that with Billy Ricky. But Billy Ricky, if I'd stayed at Billy Ricky and I kept investing the money I was investing a week, I still believe they would have won that league. When I left, they were 3rd. I think they're near 11th or 12th. But that's because the investment's not there no more, and the players are losing. So what I would say is, we're 20 points behind the playoffs. It's a lot. It's a big ask. Is it achievable to get in there? Yes. Is it likely? No. I don't care about likely. I'll do the impossible. That's what I'm good at doing.
Well, Glenn, we're going to be looking very carefully to see how you do get on over the course of the season.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you for coming, and it's humbling to see you again. And I'd like to finish this with what I'm very humbled with, and what I want the Romford supporters to know is we've got Sky Sports filming the game live tomorrow. Not the whole game, but parts of the game, and doing a live interview with me. We've got ITV coming down again next week. So, Romford, if you think Billericay were put on the map, we never had this much interest this quickly, this soon. It took me a while to build up Billericay. Within a week, we've got Sky Sports and ITV coming down, and we're doing radio interviews now with Paul. So if I was you, I'd get down and get on this train, because this train is like more like a rocket. It's absolutely flying, and I need some fans. We need fans to be able to make this a sustainable club and keep it going. So as well as I've come in and put a bit of money in, let's build the club again, and let's make it another sustainable club like we did with Billericay.
Glenn, thanks very much. And I'm just going to finish off by saying thanks for letting Phoenix FM in just before ITV and Sky Sports. Greatly appreciated.
You're welcome. You're welcome.